Download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
And we are back here on Monday Night Talk as we're... I tell you, it's always interesting what happens during the commercial breaks on the radio show, whether it's
Bernie, Kevin beating me or...
Yeah, well, somebody has to do it, but we move along, and I believe we have on the phone line our final guest of the evening, a gentleman who we've had on the show a number of times, and we have a number of things to talk with him about. He is a busy guy, whether it's working with as far as the Phantom Gourmet Restaurant and Business Alliance, or his new adventure with the Menden Drive-In. We have Mr. Dave Adelman joining us. Dave, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing? Jeez, I got to tell you, McGuinn's, you get dinner for two and a bottle of wine for $29.99. I'm in the North End right now. I just ordered two glasses of wine. I'm already in for about 32, so that's quite the deal out there.
Are you in a bathroom again?
No, I walked outside. I'm having dinner at Mama Maria's. I walked outside to take the phone call.
Because you know that one time he did call in someplace and he was hiding in the bathroom on the phone.
I did that. Where did I do that? I did that at Sorrelina. It was the winter. It was like 3 degrees. I didn't want to go outside.
But see, the last time we spoke with you, Dave, you were on the cusp of running the marathon. And I just got done during the break seeing some pictures of you running the Boston Marathon.
Yeah, I was at Forum when the bombs went off in 2013, and I decided I wanted to run the race in 2014. So I trained really hard, and I finished the race, and I had to actually walk back to the party that I was going to at Capitol Grill, which I think was about a mile. And then I walked into Capitol Grill and started having some beers with my friends, and then about 12 of us finagled the table at Capitol Grill and ate a steak and a baked potato the size of my head. It was a great day.
And you know, the crazy part was he didn't look like he'd run anywhere. I mean, he trained all winter. He was getting dropped off like 20 miles. He'd be dropped off in the middle of nowhere, and he'd run home. And he ran this race on a day that was pretty hot. And he finished, a little over 4 hours, right?
I did, yeah, which was a little slower than I thought. I thought I would do it in about 3:50, but they let 10,000 extra runners into the race. And when you're trying to battle your way through those narrow New England streets, it takes a little bit out of you. So I didn't do quite as well as I wanted, but I'm definitely proud of the fact that I could party with my friends after the race. And the day after, when a lot of people like can't get out of bed, can't walk upstairs, have to walk backwards, I was totally fine. So I'm at least proud of that.
Hardest part of the race?
It gets hard out there for everybody at some point. You know, the hills definitely hurt. When you hit that last hill at 19 or 20, you're feeling that. I was doing okay. The best marathon fans are not the girls at Wellesley or Kenmore Square or the Back Bay. The kids at BC are amazing. So they really had me pumped up. And then when I hit about mile, I had about 4 or 5 miles to go, I was like, uh-oh, this is going to hurt. And I had to just make it up in my mind. Okay, baby, here we go. This one's going to hurt, but we're going to do the best that we can.
Were you going to say something?
No, I mean, and there we were standing there with this big sign that a friend of his had made, and he came running over to us. And seriously, he didn't look like he had just run, you know, 25 miles.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you. So I saw you know, Rich and my girlfriend and a few friends at Capitol Grill. And I think at that point, you're only about 0.2 miles away from the finish. And I was tired enough that I looked down the end of the street and I go, oh, man, that looks far. But, you know, you're a little delirious at that point. And I got it done. And I love being part of the race. I love having the bragging rights. I love being in that kind of shape. And I raised over $17,000 for the Greg Hill Foundation. So that was great, too.
That is fantastic. And you've got another endeavor coming up, what, this weekend? The hot dog safari?
The Phantom Gourmet Hot Dog Safari is Saturday on Lansdowne Street next to Fenway Park. My dad founded this event 26 years ago to benefit Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. And in that time, it's raised millions of dollars. And he asked us to take it over a few years ago, and we have hot dogs, but we also have chicken pie and ice cream and sausage, and every nickel goes directly to Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. You can get tickets on phantomgourmet.com right now. They're $15, including food, or $20 at the event, and it's just an awesome day. I mean, if you want to come with your wife or your girlfriend and hang out, you'll have a great time. If you want to go inside the bars and restaurants with your friends, you'll have fun. If you want to bring six kids, kids 9 and under are free. The day just has an amazing vibe. It's like a cruise ship, and everybody just has a big smile on their face, and we're cooking thousands and thousands of hot dogs. And you know, cystic fibrosis, when my dad founded this event, and he decided to do it for Cystic Fibrosis Foundation because he knew Joe O'Donnell's son, Joey, who went on to form the Joey Fund, who died of cystic fibrosis, and he also knew Frank DeFord, whom a lot of people know from Sports Illustrated, his daughter died of cystic fibrosis. And at that time, you know, it was a death sentence. I mean, kids would die at 9, 10, 11 years old. And now people are living to 50. And some of these drugs that they're founding now are getting very, very close to wiping this thing off the planet. I mean, it's going to be like polio. It's going to happen in our lifetime. So when you go to the safari, you are literally part of eradicating a disease, and you have a hell of a good time. So I think it's a great way to spend your Saturday.
Look, tickets, is there a way for folks to still get tickets?
Yeah, you can go to phantomgourmet.com or aceticket.com, and they're $15. Or at the event, they're $20. Every nickel goes straight to Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Tickets are limited, so I do suggest either getting them early or getting there early, because I promise you it's going to be a great day. We work on it year-round. You know, radio or TV, I feel zero pressure, because if it's not interesting or fun and you don't like it, you know, it's free. Shut it off, and I don't care. But when we do an event and we're asking people to spend their time or their money, I'm like Bridezilla. I mean, every detail has to be exactly right. So we work on it year-round, and for the money, I don't know how you can really have more food than fun, honestly.
I don't know, Kevin, if you know Big Party Don McCarthy, who works for these guys, but he puts on one hell of an event. We've taken part in a number of events with these guys, and it's amazing. And unfortunately, we were going to be part of this event this year with the infamous cookie that you asked me about.
That's right.
You know, the 6-foot Nestle's Toll House chocolate chip cookie we had made. And we were going to give out Nestle's Toll House cookies this year at the Hot Dog Safari instead of our shepherd's pie. But unfortunately, because of the carnival and our road race on Sunday, we can't do it. But these guys do one hell of an event, and I'll tell you, it's well worth going in, because I've seen their events, and they are fun.
Well, we called on the figurative and literal biggest event planner in the city. I mean, the guy's the size of an NFL defensive back, but he has a background in party planning and engineering, and we really work on our events year-round, honestly. I mean, I'm a maniac, so on Sunday after a Saturday event, the email goes out, hey, everybody, you know, let me know what was right, what was wrong. Then on Monday, we print out all those comments. We put them in a notebook so we can work on getting better and better and better every year. You know, great events are planned out year-round. I find when I do an event, it takes about 3 years to really get it where you want it. Because the first year, you know, you make some mistakes. Second year, you refine those, but you create new ones. Third year, you should be in a groove. This is the 26th year, so you can bet we're going to have a really great time. And also, my dad gets all over my case if it's not exactly right, so that gives me plenty of incentive to do an amazing job.
Speaking of Big, I think a mutual friend of ours may be listening. Big in a couple of ways. He's big with Cisco, and he's also a big guy, Kenny Blazer, from Cisco.
Kenny's my man. I love Kenny, and we do a lot of work with Cisco. Cisco provides a lot of the food at the Phantom Gourmet Barbecue Beach Party coming up in June. They do a lot of the food at the Bendon Twin Drive-In, and he's a great man.
Yeah, he really is.
And Cisco provides, you know, an enormous amount of jobs and taxes in this state. I mean, Cisco's one of the biggest companies probably in the state. So, if I was the governor, I would be reaching out to Cisco and saying, hey, guys, how can I get you to double your business here? What would I need to do?
You know, that building that they built in Plimpton,
oh my God, it's beautiful.
It's 700,000-800,000 square feet. The thing is, it's got a garage on the roof. I mean, the thing is insane.
They have an amazing facility there. You know, now that we own the Mendon Twin Drive-In, I've never really been actually in food service before. We have a snack bar. We have a patio with beer and wine and food, and we have two snack shacks. So So Cisco actually has a test kitchen. So I went in there to look at new items that we could add to the drive-in. When I arrived, they had this beautiful kitchen. There's actually three of them. There's three legitimate, you know, chefs, restaurant-quality chefs, guys that have worked in the industry behind the counter, already had about 12 different things lined up, you know, homemade potato skins and picnic baskets. You know, you could order in advance if you want to take your girl on a date, all these different things. And then the chef said, you know, we'd like to come to the drive-in one night and just work there so we can learn and give you better suggestions for how you guys can provide better service. So, I mean, the experience was just, like, unprecedented. I think in my business career, I can't remember having a better experience than that. It was amazing. It got me so psyched up to try to find, you know, new items that people will like at the drive-in.
Now, Dave, is this the drive-in, is this just your endeavor, or is this a family endeavor?
Oh, no, no. Everything that we do is with, you know, my brothers and my company. What happened was my brother Mike and my brother Danny both love going to the Mendon Twin Drive. We actually used to go there when we were little kids. And they like taking their kids. So Michael said to the owners a couple summers ago, you know, if you ever want to sell this business, I'd be really interested in owning this and carrying on your legacy. And sure enough, we closed in March, I think. And we opened in April. And, you know, we're maintaining all the great family traditions at the drive-in. I mean, it's an amazing facility. It's 16 tree-lined acres. We own two of the biggest movie screens in the state. Great infrastructure. It's in great shape. So we're going to maintain all that. But, you know, we're going to bring sort of Phantom Gourmet style and flair to it. The first thing we did was we built a 5,000-square-foot patio with beer and wine and a grill. And we really want to use the property a lot. And Saturday we had a huge night. I mean, we banged it out. Everybody had an amazing time. At least one of my brothers or me is at the drive-in every night, meeting people, talking to them, saying, you know, how can we make this thing better? We hope to bring in different events in the fall and in the winter and during the day, whether it's flea markets or car shows. You know, just improve everything about it and make it something that's even more exciting. I think a lot of people have never been to a drive-in, and they don't know that it's digital now. So the movies get emailed from Hollywood. They look absolutely spectacular, perfect, and even I think in a theater because the screen is so big. And a lot of people think that they hang that thing on the side of your window to get the sound. That's not how it works anymore. It goes over the radio. So the audio and the visual are absolutely perfect, you know, and on a nice night to be there, you know, sitting in the back of your car watching with some snacks. It's just such a great time. And it's $25 a car, so the value is just outrageous.
Now, I saw you put it on, you put on Facebook that you were looking, you were asking your fans possible names for the new patio that serves the beer, wine, and food. Anything catch your eye yet?
Yes. I don't want to say the name that I like the best so far, but I want to name the patio, and I want to name the snack shack, and I want to name the two snack bars. And we're having an internal debate right now with me and my brothers about what those names are going to be. But I hope to announce them in the next week or so. But, yeah, I mean, like Phantom Gourmet, you know, my company, I think, has a 250,000 social media fans now. I just maintain my own relatively small 5,000-person Facebook page where I can kind of feel out my friends and get ideas and see what people are thinking. A lot of the suggestions on my page were very, very, very bad, I thought, today, Kevin. But a couple I thought were all right.
There was one, I chimed in, so I hope mine wasn't that bad. But I had also given kudos to Andelman Alley. I kind of like that one.
I think that's too sort of self-congratulatory. That's not really the way that we do things. I want something, I think, a little more nostalgic, a little...
Okay.
I mean, you gotta, the place has a real romance. You know, it really does. When you're there under the stars doing this thing that maybe you did with your parents or your grandparents, and there's tons of little kids there, it just has this amazing
feel,
romance to it, you know. And we do a great job with families and with parties for little kids. But, you know, one of my goals there is I want guys to bring their wife or their girlfriend, you know, on a date with a picnic basket and have her be on Facebook and Twitter, so telling her friends, you know, geez, he did the most romantic thing. He took me to a drive-in movie theater. You know what I mean? I mean, guys, if you've never done that, believe me, this is something that that you want to do. We'll pay you back in spades. Trust me.
Good,
Dave. I got a question, and it's about the meals tax holiday. Can you tell us what's going on with that?
No, unfortunately, it seems to me like the representatives and senators are just trying to ignore it so they don't have to take a vote on it.
And, unbelievable.
One of the reasons that I formed the Restaurant Business Alliance is this state has 300,000 hospitality jobs, and they really have never had any legitimate representation. And I think part of it is that they're not union. I think part of it is that they're small, independent businesses. These people aren't politically wired. They don't work in green energy. They're not union. And I think it's disgraceful that Massachusetts gives a tax break to Best Buy, and I'm not against the sales tax holiday, but they give a tax break to Best Buy that McGuinness doesn't get. I mean, how dare you? Mm. And I think what they don't appreciate is, and we asked all the members of the Restaurant Business Alliance, what happens to your sales on that weekend? And people's sales fall off 10 to 40% because people shop and don't eat out. And I think it's disgraceful.
You know,
and shame on them for not calling a vote. You know, I don't like the way they do business at the State House for a lot of reasons. But one thing I really don't like is if somebody puts in a legitimate bill, you should have to vote on that. And I don't mean a voice vote either. In this day and age, that's just chicken. Every vote should be recorded because that's how democracy works. The voters should see how you voted. And by the way, let them go out and take a vote on this and vote no. And then let me publicly say their names of the people that voted no. But they're too chicken to do it, and I don't like it one bit. I resent it. I really do.
You know, it's amazing some of the, I guess, silly things, for lack of a better term, that they will take up and discuss and vote. But, you know, you talk about the sales tax holiday for Best Buy and these other places. It kills places like my restaurant and every other restaurant in the state. So because people aren't going out and going out to a restaurant that weekend because they're out getting a discount, not paying a sales tax in these box stores. And it's crazy that
it's moronic policy.
It truly is.
Best Buy, which is not headquartered here, then takes those profits and sends them God knows where, as opposed to a guy like you who lives here, pays taxes here, and spends your money here.
Right.
So it's a idiotic policy, not to mention the fact that you can wait and buy a TV or a sofa or a couch. You can't save up your appetite. So there's absolutely no reason not to have a meals tax holiday. The only reason that they don't have it is because there's not enough political heat, and their attitude is they need every nickel. This state's budget is up to, I think, $35 billion.
Yep.
Believe me, they can live without the meals tax for a few days. And we didn't even include Friday and Saturday night in the holiday.
Mm.
We just made it Sunday to Thursday. There is zero reason not to do it, and it's a slap in the face to 300,000 hardworking people in this state.
Well, folks need to get out and vote this coming September and November. Not that it's going to do any good for this particular budget session, but I think they need to get out and vote and make changes.
Well, I think somebody has to get out there and do a better job of representing the hospitality industry. It's why I formed my organization. I mean, I just find that most of these chambers and associations, they're all in the back. They all just feed each other. There's a handshake agreement between the reps and the senators and these people who live in the nonprofit world. We won't do anything. You won't do anything. And everybody gets their pension. And that's not my style.
No.
We've passed five laws that I think were pretty significant. Sunday, 10 a.m. alcohol really helped build brunch business in this state. The absurd ban on drug companies taking doctors to dinner while still allowing them to get speaking and consulting fees, which we took out and opened up conventions again in Boston here in the medical center of the universe. So you know, I think the Restaurant Business Alliance is doing a pretty good job, and I hope to do an even better job. I mean, somebody really needs to represent business in this state. We have basically close to 50th the worst business climate in the state and the worst in the country. and the worst cost of doing business in the country. And if we keep going in that way, don't forget, Massachusetts not that long ago had 12 votes in the House. We're down to 9, and I guarantee you within 10 years we're going down to 8 if we don't start fostering the conditions for job growth. And that's just the way it is. Doing business as a small business in this state is extremely difficult. And I think I'm a different kind of business advocate because I don't come from the nonprofit world or the government world. I actually have been running a small business for 20 years and continue to build my career, and I know what the hell it's all about.
Yeah, we're speaking with Dave Adelman, who is not only the CEO of the Phantom Gourmet, but he's also the president of the Restaurant and Business Alliance. Dennis, you got a last question?
Yeah, Dave, this is City Councilor Dennis DiNapoli from Brockton. You know, I grew up...
Don't ask him about Cape Cod pizza.
No.
One of my favorite restaurants, by the way.
Listen, I grew up in the 50s and 60s. I grew up in Rosendale, and I remember the VFW driving, the Ponset driving, the Revere driving, and what you have done out there in your area, the Menden driving. You know, take a trip down memory lane. I think the idea that you have with the patio and the barbecue is a fantastic idea, and I don't see how you cannot miss with this.
I hope we don't miss, because if I do, the bank is going to take my house. No. But I appreciate the kind words. I think part of the problem in the drive-in industry is that a lot of them were owned by second, third generation families where the kids had gotten a little dumb, a little lazy, a little greedy, really stopped investing back into the business and started worrying more about the people that wanted nothing to change and not updating the industry and investing the money back into it and doing interesting promotion. So, you know, we decided to build a patio with beer and wine. You know, a couple of people were upset about it, but, you know, geez, they serve beer and wine at Disneyland and Chuck E. Cheese. And I want to keep growing our audience, and I think we'll continue to make changes that preserve the tradition of the drive-in while just making it an even greater experience. And, you know, one thing I love about the drive-in business is the value is just amazing. You know, I think a lot of people in media and government, they kind of look down their noses at the people that go to Walmart or the people that, you know, just don't have a lot of money and don't get their expenses covered by government and don't get a pension and don't get free health insurance and don't get gas money. But, you know, I've done the math on somebody that makes $1,000 a week. And after you pay your taxes and your gas and your auto insurance and everything else, there's not a lot of money left over. Nope. So I love that at the Menden Twin Drive-In, if you are a family from Brockton, you can drive down there and you can take 3 or 4 kids, including the parents. You can go for $25. You know, at our snack bar, a large soda and a large popcorn is, I think, $7.25, and you can have an absolutely awesome time. So I just think it's just such a great experience, and I look forward to making it even better. And, you know, we take a lot of pride in being there and talking to people and putting things out on our Facebook page, you know, what would make things better here. You know, I was talking to a woman last night who didn't like this and didn't like that. And, you know, I smiled and I listened and I said, well, you got a couple good points there. So I think we're going to make this thing something really, really, really special. It's already, I think, one of the best drive-ins in the country. I think once we bring our money and energy to it, it's going to be even better.
Dave, thank you for that information. Kevin's right back at us.
So we get less than 2 minutes, Richard, quickly.
Okay. I'm sure you may not remember, Dave, but the night of the marathon, I invited you to come down to Whitman to run the McGuigan's Pub annual 5K, which happens to be this Sunday. It's at noontime, so if you can make it to Whitman, it'll be like
just... Yeah, how far is it?
It'll be like a walk in the park for you after running the marathon.
Yeah, call me more, Rich. I'll definitely do it. Do I get, like, some free shepherd's pie after the race or something?
I'll even give you free entry. How's that?
Wow.
If I get entry in shepherd's pie, I am good. That's the day after the hot dog safari. Safari gets over at 4. As you know, I'm a huge boxing fan. It's a great fight on that night, which is Cotto Martinez. That should be over about midnight, so I sleep till about 7 or 8, and your race is at noon, okay, I'm in.
All right, perfect. I might even throw in a drink or two.
One cookie.
Dave, thank you so much for joining us this evening,
my friend. It was great talking to you guys. Thank you so much for having me. And phantomgourmet.com if you want the details and tickets for the hot dog safari on Saturday.
Awesome. There he is. Dave Adelman, quickly, folks want to know details regarding McGuigan's Pub, your 5K coming up?
McGuigan's Pub 5K, Sunday at noon. mcguigganspub.com, the website, and you can still sign up the day of the race.
And let's not forget, Thursday is the kickoff.
Thursday is the kickoff for our Winterfest Carnival.
And the start of some torrential downpour.
It's going to rain, sure than hell it's going to rain Thursday. Fireworks Saturday night in Whitman, and then the road race Sunday. So it's a big weekend in Whitman.
Awesome.
And folks, don't forget to check out now, again, the $7 Sundays.
We're starting Father's Day. Sunday Funday, $7 menu, 7 items, $7. Just good things happening down here.
I want to thank everybody who participated in the show this evening. Joe, would you like to say something in closing?
I just wanted to say that I participated too, contrary to what some people in the room may think. And I'm looking right at you, Kevin.
Joe,
what has he said tonight? He's drank a gallon of milk.
But he has gone. He went and got soda for the group.
Well, excuse me.
Ate four pieces
and I
pizza.
Ate some pizza.
He ate pizza, and he didn't bring
we
me a Diet Coke.
A pizza eater. Yeah. That
great.
Was him.
Another great job by Joe.
Another great job done by Joe. As
I hit it every time.
Folks, that's another Monday Night Talk. Next week, we got a great program, so be sure to tune in starting at 6:15. Have a great evening.
Night.